Well, you will have, I'm sure, been aware of the bid in the Electoral Court by Action SA. This because their name does not appear on ward ballot papers. They wanted this to be declared unconstitutional and unlawful. The Electoral Court has dismissed this, and Action SA, in the person of National Chair Michael Beaumont, now joins us on 702 Drive. Mr. Beaumont, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. The response of your party to this has been very measured. You've said that you abide by the rule of law. You'll accept this. Have you, to some degree, been making plans for this eventuality? And if so, can you share with us what those are?
Absolutely, John. And please call me Michael, by the way. John, the plans obviously have been in the background, and you don't enter a process like this a week out from an election without doing some form of scenario planning.
Right.
There's no doubt some very urgent work lies ahead of us. But there's no question as well, John, we are very disappointed. In fact, you know, we are very surprised by the outcome, because in watching those proceedings yesterday, one really got a sense that the case was swinging in our direction. But, you know, we don't have the reasons of the judgment yet.
Yes.
And what we do have is an election in a week's time. And, you know, we don't have the luxury of being able to feel sorry for ourselves. Is a very important task to be done, with a lot of South Africans depending on us to do it.
So what are you doing? I mean, are you going out and saying, look for the light green? I mean, I'm paraphrasing hugely. I'm certain your marketing skills are well in advance of mine. But do you feel, for example, that your colors are distinctive enough, as they would appear on what are probably going to be very crowded ballot papers? And secondly, how are you going to go out and reinforce that message? Is it color? Is it shape? What's on your mind?
Certainly. So I think the big thing is, the one thing that we can take from this is that out of crisis comes opportunity.
Yes.
And the fact that we are the one party that's now different on the ballot paper must be the point that we use to differentiate ourselves from all others. So we will be launching a marketing campaign. They will be using all means to draw attention to voters, how exactly they can find us on the ballot paper. And in doing so, I think there's going to be a lot more awareness created around Action SA in the process if we do a good job. Part of which, by the way, even includes printing, you know, fake, when I say fake, mock ballot papers and very large print outside voting stations, so that our front of house stations can talk to people as they come in and assist them to identify us on these pretend ballot papers before they go in to vote.
What would that look like? Would it be almost like a big board where you say, if you're thinking of voting Action SA, and you point to the mark?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like those comically sized checks.
Yes.
John, because obviously you don't want anything that might be confused for an actual ballot paper.
Right, right.
Heaven knows what they would do to us then. But, you know, we would actually print something in very large size, you know, lay it out like a ballot paper would, and walk the voter through the process of how they find us on the identifiers.
I have to ask you this, and this is not a comment at all. Have you checked that you're allowed to do that?
No, I'm very well aware of what we're allowed to do. As long as what we're doing can never be confused with a restricted material like ballot paper.
Right.
We will obviously work very carefully to do that. And for what it's worth, despite however frosty relations may be,
yes,
you know, I think our plan will be to reach out to the IEC and communicate these measures that we're taking.
Absolutely.
And at minimum, see whether they at least are willing to ensure that this is understood by their personnel.
Right. Let me ask you this, Mr. Beaumont. I mean, I would think this is probably true of a lot of parties, but as a new party, how much recognition in a community do you think the people you're putting forward on those ward lists might have? I mean, have you specifically gone for people who might be well known as a teacher or an entrepreneur or a good community member for perhaps running a sports club? I mean, are you hoping that you get something from that as well? That people will be looking out for a specific individual and not just a color or a name?
Certainly. So, I mean, our candidate election processes were different from other parties in that we invited members of the public, irrespective of their political orientations, to participate in electing our candidates. And for that reason, we have candidates who do stand out. But of course, John, there are some candidates that stand out more than others. And when there's 54 names on a ballot paper, you can't expect every voter to have an encyclopedic knowledge of every candidate.
Sure.
In fact, one of the arguments I found very disappointing in the court yesterday was this idea that, don't worry, they will just identify the, you know, one of the 54 candidates readily. But the reality, and we know this from polling and science that has been done, there's only about 45% of residents know who their elected ward councillor is.
Yes.
After 5 years of service.
Yes.
Much
or not.
One of 54 candidates.
Right. Thank you very much, Michael Beaumont, National Chairperson of Action SA. You may have some views, as some listeners have already articulated, on the rightness or lack of the IEC decision. Michael Beaumont certainly putting a very positive face on it. Action SA say they have plans to mitigate what I think you have to say was for them a significant setback.